Welcome to the 5-Minute Mysteries podcast from 5minutemysteries.com, where each week we take a look at a mysterious disappearance, object, place, or other mystery in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5minutemysteries.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 14, The Mystery of the Voyages of the Polynesians. The mystery of the Polynesian voyages is one of the most fascinating chapters in human exploration and migration. For centuries, Polynesians navigated the vast Pacific Ocean, settling islands scattered over an area of some 10 million square miles. Long before European explorers arrived in the Pacific, these ancient mariners had already established thriving societies on distant islands like Hawaii, New Zealand, and Easter Island, also known as Rapa Nui. The enigma lies in how these early Polynesians, without modern navigation tools, were able to travel such enormous distances across open ocean, in some cases more than 2,000 miles between islands. The question of how they managed these voyages and what motivated them has intrigued historians, anthropologists, and scientists for generations. Polynesians are part of the Austronesian people, who began migrating out of Southeast Asia thousands of years ago. This migration spread across vast distances, from Madagascar in the west to Easter Island in the east, making it one of the most expansive human migrations in history. By around 1200 CE, they had reached islands in what is now known as the Polynesian Triangle, a region bounded by Hawaii to the north, Easter Island to the southeast, and New Zealand to the southwest. One of the most remarkable aspects of the Polynesian voyages is the sheer scale of the ocean they crossed. The Pacific is the largest and deepest ocean on Earth, and many of the islands settled by the Polynesians are small, remote, and isolated. Unlike other migratory groups, the Polynesians did not have the advantage of travelling along coastlines. Instead, they ventured into the open ocean, often with no land in sight for weeks. The mystery lies in how they navigated these treacherous waters with such precision, long before the invention of modern navigation tools like the compass or sextant. The traditional explanation for Polynesian navigation is the use of wayfinding, a sophisticated system of non-instrumental navigation based on knowledge of the stars, the ocean, and natural signs. Polynesian navigators relied on their deep understanding of the night sky to orient themselves. By memorizing the positions of key stars and constellations, they could determine their direction and maintain their course across vast distances. This stellar navigation was complemented by careful observation of ocean swells, winds, and the behavior of seabirds. Each of these natural cues provided clues that helped navigators stay on course, even when no land was in sight. In addition to their navigational skills, the Polynesians were master boat builders. They constructed large, double-hulled canoes known as waka or va'a, which were capable of carrying people, animals, and supplies over long distances. These sturdy vessels, made from wood and lashed together with coconut fibre, were designed to withstand the challenges of the open ocean. The double hulls provided stability, while the sail allowed for faster travel when the wind was in their favour. Some of these canoes were capable of carrying up to 100 people, along with provisions necessary for long voyages. The combination of advanced navigational skills and seaworthy vessels allowed the Polynesians to travel farther and more safely than almost any other pre-modern civilization. Despite the effectiveness of wayfinding, the question remains. Why did the Polynesians embark on such perilous voyages in the first place? What motivated them to leave their homes and venture into the unknown? Several theories have been proposed to explain the reasons behind these epic migrations. One suggestion is that population pressure on the islands forced people to seek new land. As the Polynesians developed agricultural techniques and their populations grew, resources on some of the smaller islands may have become scarce. This could have led groups to explore new islands in search of more fertile land, fresh water, and new opportunities. Another theory suggests that social or political factors played a role. Polynesian society was often hierarchical, with powerful chiefs governing different islands. In some cases, rivalry or conflict between different groups may have spurred migration, with defeated factions or ambitious leaders seeking new territories to establish their own power. Some oral traditions recount stories of great leaders who set out on voyages to find new lands, driven by a combination of necessity, ambition, and the desire to establish new domains. Still, others argue that the Polynesians were driven by a spirit of adventure and curiosity, a desire to explore the unknown and expand their horizons. As with many human societies throughout history, the Polynesians may have been drawn to the thrill of discovery, the challenge of navigating the open ocean, and the promise of new lands to settle. The success of their voyages, and the fact that they continued to explore for centuries, suggest that once they had mastered the art of navigation, it became an integral part of their culture and identity. The question of when and how the Polynesians reached certain islands has been a subject of debate among scholars for many years. While it is generally accepted that Polynesians arrived in Hawaii around 1200 CE and New Zealand around 1300 CE, there is still much uncertainty about the exact timeline of their migrations. Some recent evidence suggests that Polynesians may have reached South America before the arrival of Europeans, possibly trading with indigenous populations and even introducing the sweet potato, a crop native to South America, to the Polynesian islands. The mystery of the Polynesian voyages remains a compelling example of human ingenuity and adaptability. Over the past few decades, there has been a renewed interest in understanding these ancient navigators, with efforts to reconstruct traditional Polynesian wayfinding techniques. In the 1970s, the Polynesian Voyaging Society built a replica of a traditional double-hulled canoe, Hokulea, and successfully sailed from Hawaii to Tahiti using only traditional navigation methods. This voyage, and others that have followed, demonstrated that the Polynesians' skills and knowledge were more than sufficient to explain their remarkable achievements. While many questions about the Polynesian voyages remain unanswered, the evidence of their extraordinary accomplishments is clear. These ancient seafarers managed to explore and settle some of the most isolated islands on Earth, developing complex societies and thriving in environments that were often harsh and unforgiving. The mystery of how they did it continues to inspire researchers and explorers alike, serving as a testament to the human capacity for exploration, innovation, and survival against the odds. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Mysteries podcast from 5minutemysteries.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts? And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutemysteries.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.